All right, everybody, we are back. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. If you're just joining us, welcome to our second hour. The first hour flew by.
Yes, it did, like always.
And let me briefly reintroduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah, hey.
Hey. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hey.
To her right is Jack.
Good evening.
To Jack's right is Ty. Mm. And my name is Mark, and I'll continue to be your host for the rest of this show. Let's see. Now, that song is called Zombie, and it's by the Cranberries. Why did I play it? Well, the Cranberries. Well, to tell you the truth, I played this song because Ty likes zombies.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Right. But the real reason I played it is because the Cranberries lead singer, Dolores O'Riordan, passed away unexpectedly earlier this week at the age of 46.
46.
That's way too young.
Yes.
I have not heard anything about what caused her death.
No, they're waiting for toxicology reports.
Yeah. I heard something about she was bipolar. But I didn't hear, I've never heard anything that she was a big drug user or anything like that. But,
no.
46 years old to just drop dead like that is a little suspect.
Yes, yeah. A little too young.
You don't usually die of natural causes at the age of 46.
No.
I was not aware. Look, I have a certain kind of music that I like. And look, I like that song Zombie, and I was not aware of the Cranberries full catalog, but they got a ton of albums.
Yes.
And they have a ton of songs.
Great songs.
I was
songs.
Not aware that they had so many songs.
Yes.
They were huge in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes.
I Mom, you said that possible, what is it? I can't read that.
Okay. Well, the Cranberries played a free show back on May 15th, 1995.
Wow.
In Washington, D.C., in the park.
Okay. We still lived up there then.
We lived up there, and I packed up the kids, Ty, who was 4, and Hannah, who was 3 months old, and took them downtown D.C. to see the Cranberries live.
Nice. Do you kids have any recollection of that?
Oh, yeah, I remember every bit of it.
Yeah, Hannah was 3 months old. She remembers the whole thing. Crystal.
Traumatizing.
What was crazy.
Back at you.
Right. So here I am, young mom. I have a 4-year-old and a 3-month-old baby, stroller, diaper bag.
Right.
They had expected about 3,000 people to show up.
Wow.
10,000 people showed up
to see the cranberries.
Uh-huh. They had no idea that many people would show up. A riot broke out.
This is 1995.
They were actually moshing.
Okay.
They had a mosh pit going for Linger. You know,
okay.
It's a very ballady song. There was a mosh pit.
No, wait a minute. Wait. Moshing?
Yes.
I mean, look, we go to Thai shows, which is death metal.
Yeah.
And there are people moshing there.
Mm-hmm.
Linger by the Cranberries is more of a ballad.
Yes.
And they were moshing?
They were moshing.
Or was it more? No. Yeah, look, you're calling it moshing.
No,
I'm picturing it more of like hugging.
No. And I found this article. I Googled it because it was like, I don't even really remember what all went wrong.
Yeah.
But there was a huge mosh pit and people were throwing things at each other and on the stage. 10,000 people during Linger.
I almost played Linger,
which was the first song that they played. They played that song.
It got out of hand immediately.
Halfway through the second song, the riot police showed up to the park on horseback.
Sure, right.
And shut the music off and tried to start dispersing the crowd.
No, wait a minute. When did moshing become a thing? Wasn't it during all of these
70s?
Alt bands?
Yeah, late 70s.
80s? You never moshed in the 80s?
No, we were cool, man.
No, you weren't cool.
We didn't mosh.
You're so gay.
I've never gone to a show and moshed.
You haven't?
You've never been to a big boy show before.
Oh, I've been to a lot of big boy shows. Trust me. It's just not a thing at a lot of shows. I mean, there's a certain genre of music like Ty's. Death metal, you expect that.
And
I don't
punk.
Expect that. Yeah, and punk. I don't expect that at the Cranberries.
No. No.
Was and, everybody high?
And neither
were they on meth?
Well, and what's funny...
Were they handing out cranberry meth?
It was a lunchtime show.
And they're doing this at noon?
On a Monday. And that's...
On a Monday?
On a Monday.
What the hell?
It's completely out of hand.
They didn't expect that. They only expected about 3,000 people.
Was everybody drinking the Kool-Aid?
They said everybody must have, you know, skipped school... because the demographic was a bit younger.
Right, sure.
Well, didn't they go on stage like an hour late or something?
Yeah, they didn't go on.
Assholes.
They
I
were
hate
late.
That.
And then her acoustic guitar was stolen off the stage.
Damn it.
During this melee. Here I am with two little, I've got a baby.
Yeah.
A baby and a four-year-old.
Baby.
And... I'm trying to pack up our blanket and our juice boxes.
There are riot police
on horseback coming through the crowd. And I'm like, oh, my God, what have I done?
Yeah.
Well, good stuff.
You think you take your kids to the Cranberries. You know,
in the park.
At noon.
At noon
and
on a Monday.
You don't expect a riot.
No.
Wow.
Did they have an opening band or?
No. Hmm. No.
Yeah, it was Metallica.
Yeah.
Slayer.
Got everybody in a lather.
But, yeah.
Dead what, Kennedys.
What an experience.
Yeah.
Ty does remember a little bit about it. Well, who could forget the policeman riding up on horseback?
He remembers you snatching his little ass up and running across the mall.
I think I put him in the stroller and said, hold the baby.
Hold the baby.
We gotta go.
Get your shit. I see you. That's another story.
That's another story.
That is my all-time favorite story ever. We don't have enough time.
No, we don't.
But someday soon, kids,
yeah,
we will tell that story. That's
a summertime story.
Yeah.
Get your shit. Did they see you?
Anyway, that's my cranberry story. Mother of the year.
We've unfortunately had a lot of duck and cover stories in our family history.
Yes.
We've gotten away with a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, that's too funny.
Anyway, we survived the Cranberries in Washington, D.C.
Well, thank God for that.
Oh. My first mosh pit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At four.
Yeah.
Broken up by riot police.
Yes. And hey, we wonder where he gets it.
Right. Hey, remember last week we talked about the two very gross food-related items? We talked about the baby birding.
Yeah.
And we also talked about the mouth cooking.
Yes.
Gross, right? So this might be worse.
Oh no! God.
I don't even know if there's a mite about it. I think this is worse.
No, then I don't know that I want to hear.
You gotta hear. Well, I'm saying it.
It's too late.
I'm saying it.
All right, turn my mom's earmuffs off.
That's all you. Those are your controls.
Oh, that's right. I can't do it now. I can't reach it.
It's too late.
It says an Australian distiller is selling a new sustainable spirit made from vino spat. Out at wine tasting conferences.
Oh, gross.
Awesome.
Mm.
It says, to avoid getting drunk, tasters generally swill, then spit out most of what they sample. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
You've seen that, right? Yeah. Appalled by the waste of good wine, Peter Bignell collected 100 gallons from spittoons and sent it to a gin distillery. 12 months later, the spit bucket wine had been transformed into an 80-proof brandy-like spirit called...
Spit?
Nope. It's called Kissing a Stranger.
Ooh.
How gross is that?
At least he's got a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, but geez. Mm.
Good old Big Nell says it's lovely.
Oh, it's lovely.
I haven't tried it, but...
Says it has quite a lot of fruity flavor. Ugh. I bet.
Gross.
Kissing a stranger.
Kissing a stranger. That is funny.
Yeah, if you're feeling adventurous.
Ugh.
That's pretty damn gross.
That is really gross.
Welcome to herpes.
Damn gross.
Yeah, yep. HIV, mm-hmm. You name it.
Hey, let's throw sports in here real quick, man.
Throw some sports in.
As you know, as most of you know, Ty and Hannah and Jack excluded, but the NFL Conference Championship games are being played on Sunday. I'm very excited about this. The AFC Championship game will have Saxonville in New England to face the Patriots. Go Saxonville. Game time 3 p.m. Sunday on CBS.
What was that?
Saxonville.
That sounds gross.
That's who I'm rooting for. Saxonville.
The damn Saxons. Mm,
the Saxonville Jaguars.
Okay.
Saguars.
The NFC Championship game will have the Purple People.
What?
Purple People Eaters in Philly to face the Eagles. Go Eaters. Game time 6:40 Sunday on Fox.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
Yes.
You're rooting for the Purple People Eaters.
And Saxonville.
And Saxonville.
Yes.
Who you did not pick last week to win.
Well, I didn't think that they would make it to this round. So now I've changed my whole thinking on the rest of the playoffs. I mean, this is it. Whoever wins these two games goes to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's say this. I'm picking Saxonville and the Eaters. All right? Those are my two teams that are going to go to the Super Bowl. This is Saxonville's year.
Oh, you think so?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Hold on. I got to mark that down, too.
Mm-hmm. This may be one of the first times the worst quarterback in the NFL wins a Super Bowl.
There you go.
Hey. Blake Bortles is not the best quarterback.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah. He is not very accurate with his passes, but the one thing that he has going for him is that when he gets in trouble, he can run.
Okay.
Run, Forrest, run.
Run, Forrest, yeah. Run.
And he's probably going to have to do a lot of that Sunday in New England against the Patriots.
I don't know. Brady and his hurt hand that they're being awfully
I heard somebody say, it doesn't matter that his right hand is injured. He can throw it just as good left-handed. Now, I have seen one time in my life, my high school football coach had a son who could throw equally as well, right and left-handed. It was amazing. He was like a circus freak.
Yeah, but...
And I don't know that about Tom Brady. I've never heard anything about that.
It might be easier with deflated balls.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you would think that with all the years that Tom Brady has played...
Yeah.
That we would have come up.
We would have seen one of those left-handed throws by now.
Ty, speaking of deflated balls, I was listening to this radio show today, and they said one of the new trends for men is having Botox injected into your testicles. Here's the reason why. Because men, apparently, some men, prefer the look of low-hanging testicles, balls.
So they don't do a lot of running, I guess.
Apparently these apparently these Botox injections are going to make your balls a little bit larger and hang lower.
So I guess they must wear tighty whiteys with their cut-off Daisy Duke shorts.
It's not going to do anything about your penis. It's not going to enlarge that.
That's a shame.
Now all of a sudden you're going to have balls hanging halfway down to your knee and this little nubbin.
Whole lot of bubble gum.
The nubbin.
Whole lot of bubble gum hanging out of those shorts.
The nubbin for lubbin.
Oh,
dude, I have seen like years ago. Jamie showed me this. This man.
Her lubbin for nubbin.
Yes, in fact. Too. This man's balls were like the size, collectively the size of a grapefruit.
Nice.
Yeah. It was like, what is this?
That was me.
It's yeah, like, this guy.
It's like what hangs off the back of those trucks. You know, right. You've seen those big...
The big nuts? Steel truck nuts. Yeah.
Truck they
nuts.
Were swollen, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
It's gross.
Yeah. Sounds painful.
He seemed to be having a good time.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, there's a reason. I mean, look, when it's hot outside, they... tend to hang a little lower. When it's cold, your body tends to
draw them up,
cinch them up to warm them up a little bit. I mean, there's a reason.
Every once in a while, you sit on one of them and you think you're going to die.
Yeah, it seems like that would increase your chance of sitting on them. Oh, yeah, it seems like that'd be
a regular thing.
Mm. Yeah, gross.
That'd be a regular thing. Let's turn to the NHL, please.
NHL?
Please. Right,
yeah. Back to Paul Grimes.
My Tampa Bay Lightning got beat last night by the Las Vegas Golden Knights 4-1.
Oh.
By a first-year team? Come on, man.
Come on,
you guys
on,
got
man.
The best record in the NHL, and you're going to get beat by the Golden Knights?
What are we doing?
They got a cool logo.
What are we
though?
Doing? This is what I was afraid of. I was afraid we were going to get to this point in the season. Now they've had such a great run. I think they've had such a good enough run that they've already got a spot in the playoffs. I think I heard that. But now all of a sudden we're going to start losing games.
To the Golden Knights?
To the Golden friggin' Knights.
Cool
Ridiculous.
Logo.
Ridiculous.
Cool logo.
Yeah, the uniforms look like hell. Let's see, the Bolts. Now here's something. On the 28th is the NHL All-Star Game. The good thing about that, one cool thing, is that it's being played here at Amalie Arena in Tampa. And four of our heroes, I named them last week. I cannot name them again this week. I don't. Stamkos and Gorbachev.
Gordon Ramsay.
Putin. And,
they're all going to be there. It's going to be great.
All those guys are going to be playing for
Lennon,
the Bolts.
Lennon, not the Beatle.
Victor Hedman will not be playing because he hurt his knee.
Knee, groin.
But here's the thing.
Victor Stroganoff.
The Bolts tomorrow start an 8-game road series in Minnesota against the Wild. You know, it's not always easy to win games on the road.
Right.
So,
normally you play them in the stadium.
Well,
it's not street hockey.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
You gotta move out of the way of the cars.
Well, it's just, it's kind of, is this where we're going to start losing a bunch of games?
No.
I
Would you
not.
Quit with your negative thinking and projections?
All right.
The Lightning are on fire.
We already talked about the East-West Shrine game. But here's something else that I wanted to mention. Did we mention this already? That North Korea and South Korea have decided that they are going to send an Olympic team to the Olympics. They're going to start next month in South Korea. Did we mention that?
No, we did not mention it.
Now, they still got to get this passed by the IOC, the International Olympic Committee. But why wouldn't they allow it? And it looks like, to me, this will be the first time that both North and South Korea have had a joint team in 11 years. So that doesn't seem so
11?
Long.
11, like that's it?
That's what it says right here. It says
it doesn't 11 seem
years.
Right.
For the first time, together for the first time in 11 years. Now, this is what they're going to be sending. They're going to be sending a 230 member cheering group.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm, and a 30 member Taekwondo demonstration team.
Nice.
Okay.
So nice. They won't be skiing. They won't be lugeing. They won't be bobsledding.
No figure skating.
No figure skating.
No hockey.
They're going to be taekwondoing.
Isn't that a summer thing?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a winter thing?
I don't know.
I thought it was a hockey team.
They got it all messed up. They're paying too much attention on making missiles and shit like that. They got their Olympics all screwed up.
One of the reasons why the Olympic Committee may not allow it is because South Korea does not want to remove any of their players to make room for the North Koreans, and there is a limit on the number of team members. So they have to, that's one of the things that they're petitioning, is being able to bring an extra 13 delegates on their squad.
Oh, I'm reading a little bit farther into this article, and what it says is, yes, it is in fact a winter Olympic sport, this Taekwondo. What they're going to do to make it more winterized is they're going to have them shirtless outside in knee-deep snow.
Nice.
So that adds
give it a
little,
good Kill Bill
that
effect.
Adds a little something. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Something with swords.
No mats, knee-deep snow. Yeah. Shirtless in the snow.
Good. PW tweeted,
yes.
You know, he's always so good with the facts.
Love it.
The Golden Knights, yes. Las Vegas Golden Knights, are in first place in their division with nearly the same record as the Bolts.
How the hell did that happen?
So apparently they're very good.
Well, you see how big a hockey fan I am.
Right.
Well, I don't feel so bad about that 4-1 drubbing we got last night.
Yeah, and there you have it. So, little FYI. Thank you, PW.
Yeah.
Keeping the facts the facts. For once.
Hey, here's something I saw in the paper that I was I just floored.
Floored.
I wasn't so much appalled, but I was floored when I saw this. Tygan, have you ever pumped gas in your life?
Yes.
You have?
Several times.
27 years old, several times. Well, the reason I ask is because you don't drive.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean,
I did drive the scooter, though.
Well, that's true. But, right. I mean, yeah, but scooters go like a million miles to a gallon.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. And Claire, I know you pump gas on the reg. Jack, yeah. I know you do. Mm-hmm. Steph, you do. I do, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw an article. Pay for it. I saw an article in the paper, and it said that Oregonians, Oregon time, Oregonians, are not happy about a new law that allows motorists to pump their own gas for the first time in state history.
Yeah.
What?
I've seen pictures where, like, they don't know how to do it. And they're doing it, like, all wrong.
How in 2018 have these people in Oregon never pumped gas?
I know.
When did we get the... It seems like I've been pumping gas my whole life.
Me too.
I do remember going to full-service stations...
Well, I remember as a kid.
But even when I was a kid, those were becoming extinct. I mean, as I got a little bit older as a kid, you could find a full-service station on a rural route, you know, but certainly not in town. Everything had gone to self-serve.
Right. I mean, by the time I got my driver's license, everything was self-serve.
I mean, back in the day, kids, gas stations, not only did they pump your gas and check your oil, they cleaned your windshield, and they had a full-service garage.
Right.
Every gas station
station had that.
Every one.
Hmm.
You could buy tires, or you could get your whole car tuned up. You can get your car inspected. Everything.
I can remember when pumping your own gas, you know, first became a thing.
Right.
And laughing at the thought of my mother pumping her own gas.
Yeah.
That was still funny.
She does today.
It is still funny. I think she makes Bill go buy the gas because she can't get the gas cap off.
Yeah, right.
That's her excuse. Mm-hmm.
One resident of Oregon wrote in an online poll, "I refuse to pump my own gas. I had to do it once while visiting my brother in California, and I almost died."
It's not that bad.
I mean, what?
What?
What kind of life of privilege do they have out there?
I don't know.
I don't know a lot about Oregon, but now they are suspect. How in 2018 are you just now allowing people? And it was a law?
It was a law, yeah.
That they couldn't pump their own gas?
Well, see, if I had known that, I would have put Oregon on the radar. How fun would it be to just pull up and go, fill her up and yeah. wash the windshield? And, oh, would you check the oil?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, very Mayberry. Yep. I love it. Somebody should bring that back.
They should.
Roll up in there. Hard times. I got 3 books.
Yeah. If you want a tip, you've only put $250 in.
Yeah. Quickly, I do want to mention our pre-show dinner. We went back to one of our favorite haunts, Daly's Burgers. And Steph came home with 2 or 3 bags full of the Daily Double. And those are great burgers for a little burger joint. You're not going to get much better than that.
Oh, no, it's excellent. And when I couldn't figure out what to get, it's cold, so I knew I wanted something hot.
Need some meat.
Dependable, that I knew would be delicious and
hit
the spot.
And they also have badass fries.
Yes, they do.
And milkshakes.
I did not get milkshakes. It's too cold.
It's too cold. But they are good.
We don't want Ty to have one here in the studio. It gets all farty.
Right.
I do.
Right. But that's Daly's Flame Broiled Burgers. If you want to call ahead and place an order for pickup, It's 727-392-0200.
Yeah.
Or just go in and eat there. They are closed on Sundays.
And they do offer a quad.
They do offer a quad.
Which is way too much for any human being.
Four
patties. You don't need four burger patties any time in your life.
I had one. It was great. It's no more ridiculous than what they have going on at the Berg.
Well,
no. The double grilled cheeseburger.
Yeah, well, and let me tell you something. In my mind, that truly is the best burger in town.
It's that
burger
the best
that they have down at the Berg is, I don't know what they're doing to their beef down there. It's got the best flavor. And then when you put, when the buns are actually grilled cheese sandwiches with bacon, come on, man.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
No, but Daly's Flame Broiled Burgers. Delicious.
Yeah.
Right here in Little Old Seminole. Check them out.
Yeah.
It's worth the trip.
So I saw an article this week that said Tampa Bay had 39 homicides in 2017, the most in 15 years.
I was busy.
39 in Tampa Bay.
In Tampa. Just in Tampa. 39 in Tampa Bay. The most in 15 years. Then.
That included four from a serial killer.
Okay, right.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Just so that I get my head around this.
Then, Stephanie, you were telling me, and then I also saw the article afterwards, that said that Puerto Rico, as you know, still suffering from the effects of hurricanes this summer, they had 32 homicides, 32, the first 11 days of this year.
Yes.
Well, it's rough down there.
Goddamn right it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, on
it's survival of the fittest.
A little bit of bright news for them, or good news for them, is that earlier this week, I think it was like another 20 linemen were flown over there to try to get their whole electrical problem situated. So it looks like to me, I think about 100 linemen from the Florida area are there in Puerto Rico trying to get them up and running with power.
But still, that's not enough.
No.
Think how many linemen were here.
This
happened. When you know, the
hurricane went through. And it all went down like the middle of August.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a long time.
Yes, because
people are mad.
Had no power.
They're killing people.
Right. They didn't. A lot of people in Puerto Rico did not have power from Maria.
Right.
When Irma came through and wiped the rest of the power out.
Hannah, do the math for me.
Huh?
If 32 people were killed in the first 11 days of the year, today is the 19th. So if you figure that ratio, how many were they killing a day? 32?
Seven.
Seven?
No, I don't know.
32.
So, I mean, they could actually be up to...
Like three a day.
All right. So, they could actually be up to 60 homicides by now?
This times... what's the date?
This is the 19th. Tomorrow's the 20th. So, by tomorrow, they could
55.
Be up to...
55.
55 homicides.
Yeah.
55!
Thank you, Sammy. obviously, 39 homicides in Tampa is horrific. The most in 15 years. 32 in the first 11 days in Puerto Rico is outrageous.
Yes. Well, it's like Mad Max down there. Have you seen clips?
I have seen clips.
It's terrible.
But don't go to Tijuana, kids, because in 2017, they had 1,744 homicides.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. In Tijuana.
Tijuana.
Yeah. Which... almost doubled what they have in 2016. They had 910 in 2016.
Wow.
It's all because of the drug cartels and stuff like that. Apparently, they have taken a stronghold there in Tijuana, which used to be a nice, sleepy little town.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I met somebody there once.
Great time. Place to meet Marines.
Tijuana.
Tijuana. Drink some tequila.
1,744 homicides in Tijuana in 2017.
That's like a small war.
That's insane. I had no idea.
I had no idea
it was that bad.
It's like a season of Game of Thrones.
Nah, just one episode, depending on which episode you watch.
Right. Hey, is Florida turning into like the land of the lost?
Yeah.
Why?
We've got the python invasion down in the Everglades and pretty much South Florida. Anytime it gets cold, iguanas are dropping from the sky. You know, it's like reptile heaven down there. It's crazy.
Yes.
Just the other day, down in Naples, Florida, at this golf course down there, what was it called? The Florida's Fiddler's Creek Golf Club. On the 10th hole, this guy takes a picture of this big-ass alligator and this big-ass python wrestling on the banks of a little pond.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
They played through.
Well, of course. I'd run. I wouldn't play nothing. Be like, let's go.
Where's my cart?
Golf club them. Go.
The good thing is I think the alligator won this round because it looks like from this picture you can almost see that the python's head is in the alligator's mouth.
Yes.
But still, it's like, how do you...
It's like Jurassic Park.
How do you wrap your head around that visual? You're out playing golf with your boys, and all of a sudden you get up to the 10th hole, and there's an alligator.
This huge.
There's a death match going up, on.
Yeah, there's a death match going on.
Clash of the Titans.
I mean, right.
It's just unbelievable. What is going... You don't see this up in Richmond, Virginia.
No.
You don't see this in Washington, D.C.
If I had seen that in person, we'd have to move. We'd have to leave the state.
Well, I asked
that would
you earlier,
scare me to death.
Where is Naples in relationship to where we are?
Well, didn't you play a show in Naples?
Yeah.
Isn't that where...
wasn't that Ellie Ray's?
No, not Ellie Ray's.
No, Ellie Ray's was north.
But it was like a female name.
Kelly's?
Kelly's.
That was Sarasota.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't as far as Naples.
Well, where's Naples? I mean, because
Naples is further south.
I mean, because it was my understanding that all of these pythons are more south.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Naples is towards Fort Lauderdale because we drove through there.
Kelly's a guy. I'm gonna tell him you said that.
But okay, so Naples, that's coming a little bit closer to us.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, absolutely. And Naples is on our side.
I mean, what are we going to do when we go out on our back porch and we see Tilly wrestling a python?
It's time to go.
Move.
Time to go. Back it up.
Look, we either need to move further south.
Yeah.
Because this getting, you know, below freezing is ridiculous.
Right.
Or back up north. I mean, if it's going to be cold anyway, we shouldn't deal with the reptiles and the snakes.
Absolutely not.
Just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Looking at my little filler stories
here. We should probably... do you have one more break or no?
Yeah, I do. We have, are we going to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
All right, well, why don't we play Stump the Chump then?
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to play a song by one of our local heroes, Betty Fox. The name of the song is Who's Holding? And do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
Oh, we do. I forget what it is.
Oh.
Well, I told you I was frazzled today.
Yeah.
This is 80s music.
Oh, nice.
Just because of the whole Cranberries thing.
I got this one. Maybe. Forget about it.
And yeah, we'll see.
There's a whole flip side to 80s
music. All right, everybody.
We're
going to take a quick break. We're going to play a song called Who's Holdin' by Betty Fox. And when we come back, we're going to play our 80s music version of Stump the Chump!
Well, now, tell me who's got it, who's holding, babe, I gotta have it, and who wants to blaze the grasses, who's holding out? Well, I'm just feeling fly, but I need a little green for peace of mind. Tell me who's got it, baby, who's holding out? Well, I don't mean to impose, but you seem like nice folks. Just grab your shake, I got you, babe. Please, baby, just give me a little song. Well, tell me who's got it, who's holding, babe, I gotta have it. Ain't no none but I gotta have it, who's holding out? Well, I'm just feeling fly, but I need a little green for peace of mind. Tell me who's got it, baby, who's holding out? Now, 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 let's get high, let's get high, let's get high. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Betty Fox is going to hold it. That's who. I love Betty Fox, man. We see her quite often downtown. She is one of our local heroes, one of our all-time favorites. And what a pretty girl that can sing like nobody's business. Now that I've said that.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and get out downtown and see Betty Fox.
Go
Betty
see Fox. Betty.
Yeah, she is very, old bits. Very, very good. Let's see. So before the break, we said that we were going to play Stump the Chump, and it is going to be an 80s music version of Stump the Chump. Before we play, let me just, I saw this and it just caught my attention. You know, a lot of times on the show, we talk about Amazon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is taking over the world.
Yes.
Okay. What do you suppose Jeff Bezos is worth?
Oh, isn't he like the richest man in the world now or something?
As of like a week and a half ago, he is the richest man on earth.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
What do you suppose he's worth?
Several trillion dollars.
No.
$600 billion.
No. Nothing like that. He is worth a record $105.1 billion.
Oh my God.
Overtaking the record previously set by Microsoft's Bill Gates. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. And I don't see where it's ever going to end.
No.
Amazon.
Oh, it's only going to get bigger.
They're just going to keep taking over everything. All the mom and pop stores are going to close down. And
oh, and now see, I disagree with that. I think Amazon is what will actually bring the mom and pop stores back. Your you know, little neighborhood downtown stores.
I like that. I like the thought of that.
Are gonna be
if you've got like a specialty item.
Yes.
That you know, your little mom and pop store is frequented by people that are coming just, you know, for that item or several items.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, why? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't get them anywhere else, I mean, if you can't get them at any of the other box stores, then yeah, well, see, you still do have to have those specialty
exactly.
Mom and pop stores.
And I think Amazon is going to do away with the big box stores.
Well, they are a big box store, basically.
Well, they are, but they're better at it than, you know, like Sam's Club closing 63 stores with no notice last week.
Right.
I think Amazon is going to take over that market sector, and that will open the door to the mom and pop stores, the old fashioned like hardware store, and bring us back to more of a small town, hometown
feeling. Speaking of mom
feeling.
And pop hardware stores, one of my favorite little hardware stores in town is Hammock Hardware on Walsingham in Largo. And I go there almost on a daily basis. And it's one of those stores you walk in, everybody knows your name.
Exactly.
And, you know, they always treat me right. And, you know, I'm not spending my money, so I don't care how much I spend.
Yeah.
You know, and
nice.
Yeah, and they always have what I need. You can't get lumber there.
No.
But anything I'm doing electrically or plumbing-wise, they've got it. They've got, you know, just about anything I need other than lumber.
Right.
You know,
right.
But in little store.
And that's, I think, if that's what Amazon is going to bring back actually to our communities.
I hope so.
Is more of a local mom and pop feel.
That's cool. All right. So,
So did you mention that, you know, we played Betty Fox?
Yes.
And February 2nd, Friday, February 2nd.
Right, that's right.
She's going to be recording live.
At the Hideaway.
At the Hideaway
Cafe. She's
going
to be doing a live recording acoustically. So if you're there February 2nd at the Hideaway Cafe on Central Avenue in downtown St. Petersburg, you're going to be on that album.
Right. And then she is also playing at the Hideaway Cafe.
That's why you got to, it's like when you know that, when you realize that, when you're in the crowd, you got to go, I love you, Betty.
Woohoo.
Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yeah,
Deceptive
right.
Deceptive Intruder.
Deceptive Intruder.
Betty is also playing at the Hideaway Cafe for Valentine's Day. So you can get tickets for either event online. You can go to hideawaycafe.biz.
Valentine's Day is going to be a big day for our little funny little honey down at the end of the table there.
Yeah.
23.
23.
Damn nation.
Yeah.
How what did happened? That happen?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
It is crazy.
What were we just talking about? She was 3 months old getting trampled by in the mosh pit.
Wasn't getting trampled in the mosh pit. But how time flies. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were in the park watching the Cranberries.
Yeah, getting trampled and moshing.
Moshing. At
I still find that hard to believe.
Oh, there's
Those
pictures.
Kids have to be on the juice.
There's a picture here. Where people, and I, Ty, do you remember this? People were on top of the outbuildings.
It looks like Woodstock.
It did look like Woodstock. It was hysterical.
Lollapalabala. Right.
Lollapalabala.
Ah, you may want to work on that. I have a feeling. That might be an answer you might need here coming up.
Let's play a little Stump the Chump. This is going to be our 80s music version of something.
Woo!
Does everybody, what?
Woo!
Does everybody have their bell, their ring, or their hooter?
Alrighty.
Let's do it.
What famous feuding rappers were killed in drive-by shootings, Ty?
Tupac and Biggie.
That's a little too aggressive. I'm not happy with that ringing. That's
deal with
way
it.
Too aggressive.
That's what you gotta do if you're gonna play with Hannah.
Yes. Okay. What Ty's on the board with one. What city was considered the hub of grunge music? Ty.
Seattle.
Clearly. Hooted.
There is something in my bell. I have been sabotaged.
It's been rigged.
Seriously.
Ty.
That's clearly you.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Tape a booger to the dinger?
Gross.
Gross. What 17-year-old singer dressed up as a sexy Catholic schoolgirl and said
Brittany,
she...
Brittany!
It is Brittany.
Dad... Brittany, bitch!
Brittany! Brittany!
All right, Ty has two, Mark has one. What singer had 13 number one hits during the decade? Female.
Madonna.
No. What's her nuts? Swift.
No.
In the 80s?
In the 80s.
Oh, in the 80s.
She was a baby. Ty?
Celine Dion.
No, Pat Benatar.
No.
Who?
Joan Jett.
No.
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
No way.
Give me that.
Mariah Carey has...
That's my point.
13 number one hits in the 80s. So Ty has three, Mark has one. What alternative rock festival was...
Hold on a second.
Lollapalooza.
Correct.
Mom gave that one away.
Can I finish it? Was started in 91 as a Jane's Addiction farewell tour.
Lollapalooza.
Hannah, you stole that.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
No.
And Ty?
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Because Ty has three, Mark has one, and Hannah is on the board.
Okay.
What album by Alanis Morissette was the best-selling of the decade? Ty.
Jagged Little Pill.
Yes.
I hate this game.
Damn it!
Is that all even playing?
That's four for Ty.
Well, congratulations.
Ty. Shut him down!
Ty's very good at 80s music.
That's enough.
He spent a lot of time with me listening to Alanis Morissette and going to see the Cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
Fun
Violent
stuff.
Femmes.
Violent Femmes. Yes, we were listening to the alternative.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's just because you're so set in your musical ways, dear.
Down goes Frasier! Down goes Frasier! Down goes Frasier!
Dad found all of his buttons.
Button, where's the button? I love my buttons.
He's just mad because he just got smoked.
I did get smoked. Hey, for all you astronomy geeks, at the end of this month, the first month of 2018, we humans will experience a super blue blood moon.
Ooh.
Blue. Extinction.
Super blue blood moon.
Isn't that blue and red?
Well, they're so rare, Stephanie.
Mark.
That the last time we saw one was in 1866.
So I'm guessing none of us saw one.
No. I did. No, that was during like the... Wasn't that during the Confederate War? What was the
right
war?
After.
What was the war? What was the war called?
Civil War.
Wow.
Talk also about the Meiji Revolution in Japan.
Talk about brain freeze.
Super blue blood moons occur when a super blue moon and a total lunar eclipse take place simultaneously.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any idea how far away the moon is on a regular basis, like today? How far away from the Earth in miles is the moon?
At least 10.
No, at least.
At least.
1,000.
No, 1,000.
10,000.
238,855 miles away from Earth.
Close.
Mm-hmm. It's far.
Okay, so on the 31st, all right, the moon will be roughly 16,000 miles closer, making it appear bigger and 30% brighter than usual. That's going to give you the super blue part. Okay.
Super blue.
The blood part comes because at the same time
it's going to crash into the Earth.
You're going to have this total lunar eclipse when the Sun, Earth, and the Moon are aligned with the Moon and Earth's shadow, which will give the Moon a reddish hue, like blood.
So what do we have times for this?
The old ones will arise again. It's going to be the 31st.
January 31st.
When it's dark outside.
Oh,
good.
Terrible.
Good.
I'll look into it as it gets closer. Yeah. I'll make sure next week we have specifics on, you know, when to go outside to see it.
Right. Let's see. We could do this real quick. There's like a new trend. I don't know if it's a trend yet, but it could become a trend. If you're not happy with the way your state is being run, you know, like it's by your state government, you can basically break off and become a new state within the state that you don't like. Out in California, there's a group of people that are claiming their independence, calling themselves New California.
Nice. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
These are people that are not happy with the... Look, from what I hear, that California is basically bankrupt. Okay, so these are what the people that are living in the more rural places in California are banding together to call themselves New California.
They will be the NCR, the New California Republic.
Look, I'm not real happy about the way things are going down here. It's cold as hell.
Right.
I mean, we could be New Seminole.
We could be
New Florida.
No.
It's not going to help. We're still all run by a tangerine.
Yeah, that's true, Ty. Oh, which reminds me, I saw that funny Facebook post that you, I think you reposted
it. The Cheeto with the pins?
Yes.
People in Haiti? Right. I like that one, too.
That was a good one.
Hey, rotisserie chicken. I know my dad loves rotisserie chicken. Stephanie, every once in a while, you get a rotisserie chicken and you turn it into the most badass chicken salad I've ever had.
Yes, it's amazing.
That's the best way to do it. Let's see. Ever think about how much rotisserie chicken Americans eat a year?
It's a lot.
A lot.
It's a ton. Americans bought 625 million of the spit-roasted birds at U.S. supermarkets last year.
Where 625
million. Because it's rotisserie, honey.
The rotisserie's on a spit.
They don't spit on it and roast it. We're not doing one of those other cooking
stories.
That's
what they call that metal bar that they...
It's the spit is the metal bar that they spin around on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Costco...
Read a book.
Costco, which has sold rotisserie chickens for $4.99 since 2009, alone sold 87 million rotisserie chickens.
Wow.
That's a lot of chicken.
That's good a lot of chickens. Chickens. Mm-hmm.
Makes you kind of feel sorry for them birds.
Yeah. Not sorry enough to become vegetarian.
No.
They
no,
taste
no,
too good.
Nothing like that.
No, they're delicious.
I'm not switching to pigeon or anything.
Like oh, that. God.
No, I like the chickens.
Well, we got pelicans down here.
Oh, yeah. That would feed a family. For days.
What else?
Call it sea turkey.
I do have this other story, and it's look, a lot of times on the show, we try not to be too politically heavy, right?
We do.
Well, I mean, look, if there's a story out there, especially about the chump, we will talk about that, but we don't go too far into politics. Ooh. And it looks to me like some businesses, especially this gym chain, it's a national gym chain, they have decided that they are no longer going to air political news, excuse me, on the TVs in the gym.
Too many people are roided up, getting crazy.
Well, this one guy says, I'm really going to miss the stimulating indignation provided by cable news, which gave him an extra motivation for exercising.
Now, they need to put on the food channel.
Yeah.
Keep jogging on that treadmill so you can eat that Alfredo sauce.
All those times, the few times that I've been to the gym, I like it when they're playing sports or something like that. I don't want to see any news or anything. The last time I went to the gym, I think they were showing Ellen.
What?
That's not helping me do the treadmill or anything like that. Ellen.
No. Speaking of the Cheeto, though.
Yeah.
Our copy of Fire and Fury should be arriving on Tuesday.
I cannot wait.
Did you get the right one?
Yes.
What do you mean? Is there a wrong one?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
It's a World War II book.
No. I got the right one.
Okay. I did see something in the news where it says that this book has made quite an impact all over the world, and there are a lot of people that are getting this book in other countries that are like, what the hell is happening in America?
Right.
We all want to know.
We all want to know. Anyway, Tuesday, the book will be here.
Nice.
Thank God. Hey, one of the things I like to do at the end of every show, I can't believe this is the end of the show already.
I know.
Is give you some quotes out of my favorite magazine, The Week magazine. And they are, if you let your head get too big, it'll break your neck.
Ah.
That came from Elvis the Pelvis Presley.
Nice.
It says, those who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those who are doing it.
Nice.
And that came from George Bernard Shaw.
Very, very good.
The next one says, a book read by 1,000 people is 1,000 different books.
Ah.
I like that. Yeah. Everybody has a different take. Director Andrei Tarkovsky. And the next one says, if hate could be turned into electricity, it would light up the whole world.
Yes.
From Nikola Tesla. And the last one says, may we teach our children that speaking out with the fear of retribution is our culture's new North Star. Wait.
What?
May we teach our children that speaking out with the fear of retribution. Never mind.
Actor
Laura Dern. I hated her dad. He killed John Wayne.
Anyway, we got to wrap up quick.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add?
Nope.
Steph?
No.
No.
Jack? Ty? No. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Balls to the wall, or not at all.
All right, everybody, I've had a gas this evening speaking to you. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. It looks like it's going to warm up here in Florida.
Woohoo!
Ooh, we're looking at 70s tomorrow and next week. Everybody, get outside and enjoy.
Yes.
See you next week.